there's never enough time. And I don't mean that in like an existential sense or in a trying to complete my to-do list sort of sense. In this case, I'm speaking about the time that we spend with our companion animals. Unless you have a pet like a parrot or a tortoise, or you're getting up there in years and you're thinking about how many years that you may potentially have left and you're getting an animal. For the most part, the lot of us are going to have pets that pass before we do. And when that happens, it hurts a lot. Some of the hardest decisions that we will ever make in our lives have to do with the care and sometimes the gentle and compassionate endings to our pets' lives. And so, as somebody who has really been spending the last several months thinking about grief, the way grief shows up in our bodies, the way grief shows up in our lives, and all the various types of grief that we deal with, one of the things that I have been drawn to, and I've spoke about this in previous podcasts, is veterinary chaplaincy and pet grief support. And as somebody who has had to make that final decision for a great many pets, then I've really wanted to be there and to support others. And in this case, I want to support my pagan community during this time. And that's what I'm going to talk about on this week's episode of the Feathermane Soul Wisdom Show. You're listening to Feathermane Soul Wisdom, a podcast designed for people looking to live embodied lives and find their authentic selves. This show is hosted by Kit Kailstow, body theologian and spiritual mentor. If you're looking to get in touch with your inner spirit, then this show is for you. Thanks for listening. And now, this week's show. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Feathermane Soul Wisdom Show. I'm your host, Kit Kailstow, and I just want to do a brief content warning. Although I won't be sharing any specific stories or talk about anything specific, this episode is going to talk about the loss of companion animals in a very general sense. It is also going to talk about my pagan community and how I wish to support them in this experience. And so this is hopefully going to be a helpful show, but if you're sensitive to that topic, I just want to let you know that that's what we'll be discussing today. Before we go into that, I do also want to say that especially around grief, whatever feelings come up, whatever you are experiencing, it is perfectly acceptable. It is perfectly normal. It is very natural. And so if you do find yourself, especially if you've recently experienced a loss, maybe having some of that grief rise, a author that I've read and studied call them grief bursts. And that seems very true, where kind of like a sudden thunderstorm or a sudden rainstorm kind of bubbles up and rains itself out and then dissipates. Grief is very much that way too. It will bubble up seemingly without warning at times, and you will feel the emotion. You might cry. You might feel very, very sad. And then the feeling passes. And so if that's happening to you, I want to offer you compassion. I want to let you know that please, you know, take care of yourself. And that may happen as we talk about pet loss. So with that being said, let's dive into this week's show. I am definitely middle-aged. So I have had pets and I have had animals pretty much since I was a kid. My first cat, oh goodness, I was probably in middle school. Actually, I was much younger than that because we had a family cat. I remember when I was like 4 or 5. We've had cats, dogs, all sorts of, you know, gerbils, guinea pigs, turtles, lots of pets have been a part of my life. And because of that, and because I have, at least so far, outlived my pets, I have had to say goodbye to quite a few of them. So pet grief and pet loss is something that I am very familiar with. And most of my friends were all animal people. We have all had our share of grief and loss as well. And so that is what has gotten me into this work. One of the reasons why, if you go to feathermanesoul.com/pagan, I have wanted to focus on pet grief in the pagan community, first of all, is I've wanted to be more authentic about my spirituality. Although I don't specifically use the word pagan to describe myself, I do fall under the pagan umbrella. I'm comfortable in the pagan community. I describe myself these days more as an eco-spiritualist or a polytheist, but definitely all of that has very pagan roots for me. I've written a lot back in the 90s for several pagan and Wiccan periodicals. So that is a community that I know well. That is a community that is very much tied into nature, very much tied into animals in general, and very much tied into their pets. And a lot of times there is a spiritual connection to our pets. We may feel that our pets are perhaps somebody that we've lost that's returned to us. We may feel that our pets are our familiars, our magical companions. There is often an additional dimension to having a companion animal in our life because of the beliefs of individuals who are usually a part of contemporary paganism. I'm also very much aware that we live in a world where a lot of times, not only is pet grief not accepted or seen as somehow lesser than other types of grief, but also we live in a world where a pagan faith is seen as not normative. It is seen as outside the mainstream. And so because of that, not only would there be grief in that it's sometimes very difficult to find resources that support pagan individuals, but also those resources and the grief resources may not quite fully grasp the depth of the loss that the loss of a companion animal brings to an individual with a more animistic, spiritual, earth-centered faith. And so being in part of both of those communities, I mean, as I'm recording this in the office cabin, I've got, you know, my research assistants, as I have called them throughout my college career here, sleeping around me so I can record this podcast. But, you know, I can hear the chickens outside. I'm surrounded by animals, and quite often they provide not just companionship and friendship, but in many ways, especially the animals outside, provide occupational therapy, physical therapy for me as I also deal with my chronic illness and my health situation. And so they are in very much more than just a pet or just, you know, an ornament in the yard. They are an integral part of my life. And I know this is the case for many pagan individuals, as well as like many disabled individuals with service animals. So the first thing I want to announce is that starting next month, that would be May 2026, on the third Sunday of each month. So if I look at my calendar here for May, that would be May 17th. So May 17th, which is a Sunday, from noon to 1:30 p.m., more or less, I will be hosting the first monthly Pagan Pet Grief Circle. It's a virtual event. It'll be held over a secure video conferencing platform. Fallback is Zoom, but I'm actually testing out another platform that is just a little bit more secure and a little bit safer, I feel, for very intimate conversations around grief and emotional things that you may not want fed up into the cloud. So, but it'll definitely be through a secure video conferencing. So as long as that time works for you, and again, that's noon Central U.S. time. So if I'm doing my math correctly in my head, that is 11 a.m. Mountain time, 10 a.m. Pacific time, and 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. I believe we're GMT minus 5 right now, but I please encourage you, if you are not in a U.S.-based time, in a mainland contiguous 48 states U.S.-based time zone, please use your favorite online time zone converter, because I would not trust myself to do that math. I used to have a pretty good grasp of some international time zones, but not so much anymore. But we will be hosting an online grief circle. And again, this is going to be every month on the third Sunday of every month. If you would like to know when these grief circles are happening, I encourage you to go to feathermanesoul.com. On the main page, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there is a newsletter sign up. And just sign up for my newsletter, and I will be advertising this. Additionally, if you go to feathermanesoul.com/pagan, there'll be a little bit of a talk about kind of my philosophy, my work within the pagan community, and there are some other ways that you can get connected to work with me for this. So what I am hoping to do is to be able to hold a safe space for pagan-identified, pagan-friendly individuals under the broad umbrella of contemporary paganism. So you don't even have to be part of a specific group or tradition. But if you're there and you want to talk about the grief of losing or the impending loss of a pet, because anticipatory grief is a thing, then I encourage you to sign up and come to the Pet Grief Circle. I am hoping to be able to offer these circles for free, but on a donation base. And so that information would be in the emails as well. But there is no cost to join. I want to welcome anybody regardless of ability to pay. But if you can donate to keep the circles on the air, that would be very helpful and very much appreciated. So what aspects go into pagan pet grief? I think the first thing is that the spiritual aspects are going to change depending on the individual's spiritual beliefs. So depending on your spiritual worldview, or if you don't consider yourself spiritual, then your connection to grief will be different based on that. So somebody who is pagan, depending on what deities that they are most connected with, or no deity at all, and maybe just kind of a universal divine force, or the goddess, the duality of just a general goddess and god, however that expresses for them, then their idea of grief, of maybe even what happens to their pet's soul or spirit after it passes, maybe what deity watches over that pet, all of that is going to be very specific to the person's belief and needs to be respected. The other aspect is, again, there is a difference between just having a companion animal that you love very, very much and is like a part of your family, and having a companion animal that you believe is a manifestation of the divine, whether that's an avatar of a specific deity, whether that is imbued with the universal divine energy, that, you know, just like being human is just the universe trying to make sense of itself. Being a cat is just the universe trying to make sense of itself, or being a dog is the universe trying to make sense of itself. How you feel about that, when we look at our pets or animals in general as our fellow spiritual beings, that may change how you, your relationship with your companion animal, maybe how you think about the caretaking decisions that we must make, whether, you know, on what spiritual level that happens, and all of that goes into grief. That can actually kind of help ease the grief if it provides solace. That can also sometimes add to grief, especially if you have regrets or concerns about some of the decisions you had to make. The other aspect is simply just being around people who respect and understand your spiritual beliefs and your worldview. And I think we can't underestimate, especially in this time right now, that we can't underestimate just the power of having that happen. That being in community with others who think like us, with others who believe like us, that being in that community is very important and very much something that we should seek out and cultivate. And there's also something to the saying that grief that is shared is grief that is reduced. And so if we share our grief with others, if we speak in a safe and open environment about our grief or about what's going on, then that actually helps ease the grief. It helps ease the burden. It helps releases it, moves it through the body. So that really is my thoughts and my intentions with starting these pagan grief circles. I will certainly be talking more about them. But again, I encourage you to go out to feathermanesoul.com/pagan to learn more about this. To see when the grief circles are happening, go to feathermanesoul.com/events. And I will also be announcing this in my newsletter. So while you're there, please feel free to sign up for my newsletter. And I really am honored to be bringing this work to you. I really am hoping that we can build something very special. And I will look forward to speaking with you and coming to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the Feather Mane Soul Wisdom Podcast, hosted by Kit Kailstow. Learn more about Feather Mane Soul at feathermanesoul.com. Kit's passionate about embodied living and finding authentic joy by connecting with yourself and others. Kit loves working with neurodivergent, chronically ill or disabled individuals, as well as anyone who wants to reclaim the stories and find new stories for them. Music is Running with the Horses by Purple Planet Music. This podcast is hosted on the Muse Charmer Media Network. Find out more by visiting the podcast website and following the links to Muse Charmer. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow the podcast at your favorite podcast listening or social media site. Thank you.